Here we are in Vo'era, and it's time to think about the Lashonos of Geula. Pesach is not so far away, and we all know the Yerushalmi, which in Psochem, which wants to figure out Keneged what the four Lashonos on Seder night, how were they Mesaken the four Lashonos, or Keneged what were they Mesaken the four Kaisers. So the one tells in the Yerushalmi is that it's Keneged the four Lashonos of Geula, which we have in our Parsha Vo'era. Everybody knows them, let's just read the Psukim. Lochein emo livnei Yisroel ani Hashem, v'hoitzesi eschem mitach ha-siglos Mitzrayim, it's number one, v'hitzalti eschem me'avoidosam, it's number two, v'goalti eschem v'zroya netuyo v'shvatim gedolim, it's number three, v'lokachti eschem li la'om, v'yisi lochem le'lokim, v'yidatem k'ani Hashem elokechem, ha-moitzi eschem mitach ha-siglos Mitzrayim. So there we have our four Lashonos of Geula. And of course everybody always asks, isn't there a fifth one? Because the next pasuk is, Ve'hevesi eschem el ha'oretz asher nososi es yodi, lo seis oiso la'avroham li'yitzhak u'li'yakov, v'nosati oiso lochem mo'irosho ani Hashem. So the Rav Anishon says, Ve'hevesi eschem, so I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael. I'm not only going to take you out of Mitzrayim, I'm not only going to save you from the work, I'm not only going to redeem you, and I'm not only going to take you as an Am by Mamet HaSinai, but I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'vesi eschem el ha'oretz asher nososi es yodi lo seis oiso la'avroham Yitzhak or Yaakov, Nosati Oysa Lochem or Rosho Ani Hashem. Isn't this promise of Eretz Yisrael also a Loshon of Geula? So the Sefer HaManik, Zerishin, says, no, it's not part of the Geula. It's a promise of what will happen after the Geula. That means in order to qualify for the four Lashonos of Geula, you have to have that it's actually involved in the going out of Mitzrayim, and Ve'evesi is not. However, there's the Das Zakenim Balei HaToisus, they do hold that it's an expression of Geula. Let's just read what they say. It says like this, that's in the Das Zakenim Balei HaToisus in Vo'era over here. Dalet Koisos Keneged Dalet Geulois. Vo'itzesi v'itzalti v'goalti v'lokachti. V'kois chamishi. The Heine Leman, the Tzorich Lemishte, who Keneged Ve'evesi. There's a Kois Chamishi for somebody who needs to drink. Apparently the Kois Chamishi is voluntary, Ki'ilu. That somebody who needs to have a drink drinks the Kois Chamishi. Somebody whose thirst is quenched by the first four Koises does not drink it. But if somebody drinks it, who Keneged Ve'evesi, Shegam Hu Geula. People say, Man de Malye Shachere Umosa Kol Didei Biyodei Iloi Aise Lebei Dore Maya Hanele Pirush Evet Sheshichere Rabbi Umosa Loi Gevioi Biyodei. The Odin was Meshachere the Evet, and he even gave him a silver cross into his hands. So what's the good of it? Because if he's going to be wandering around on the outside without any protection, so people are going to take it away from him. What would it possibly have helped them to go out of Mitzrayim if the Ribbono Shel Olam had not brought them to Eretz Yisrael? So Tosfos argues that it is a Loshon of Geula, and one would have supposed that it should also be, or have its Kois, just like the other four Lashonos. So the Bali Tosfos say, well, Itaka has its Kois, except that this Kois is voluntary. Now I imagine that it's voluntary in the sense, because although the Hebesi is a necessary insurance to what went before, but that is all that it is. I mean, it's not itself part of the Yetzirah, but it's an insurance which protects the Yetzirah, which makes sure that the Yetzirah should not be wasted. So in that sense, it's not an absolute chiyuv, but it's only a leman d'tzorich, that somebody who needs to drink, so he has this kechkos. So that's the question now, which we should think about a little bit, about this behevesi. Do we have a kois keneged it or not? Well, we saw the Sefer Hamanik says we don't. Das Kenen Bal Toises say we do. Let's consider what we might conclude by thinking about the subject, the sugya as a whole, and see what is really going on and whether we can form an opinion on this. So the fact is that it passed through my mind that it could be that the Vehevesi is Be'etzem a Loshon of Geula, like the Baal HaTosfos said. But it could be that there's no tikkun of a fifth kois, even if we hold that it's a Loshon of Geula. And the reason for that would be, the logic for that would be, that it was never fulfilled. That this promise of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Vehevesi Eschem El Ha'oretz, Asher Nishbati L'Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov V'Nosati Lochem, was never fulfilled. Why do I say that? Because it's not so poshut. We have to remember that our entry into Eretz Yisrael was not really a very happy entry. If you remember the Rashi at the beginning of Devarim, it says at the beginning of Devarim, so we went out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem Elokeinu Diver Eleinu B'Chorev Lema Rav Lachem Sheves B'Hor Hazeh Pnu Su Lachem Uvoyu Haro Emari V'Kol Shechenov V'Arovo V'Hor V'Shai Pshelo V'Nega V'Chor Hayom Eretz HaKnani V'Alvonoim Ad Hanoa HaGodel Nehapuros Re'ei Nosati Lifneichem Es Ha'oretz Boyu Urushu Es Ha'oretz Asher Nishba Hashem La'Avoseichem La'Avraham L'Yitzchak V'Yaakov Los Es Lahem U'Lazarom Achareihem. Go and take it over. Zogt Rashi. What does it mean, Boyu Urushu? Zogt Rashi, Ein Ma'ara Bedova. Nobody is objecting. Nobody is going to stop you. Ve'ein chem tzlichem l'milchama. You can just walk in without waging war against them. Ilu lo shalchu meraglem, lo hoyu tzlichem l'klei zayin. If they hadn't sent the meraglem, they wouldn't have needed any weapons. That's it. So the emphasis is that it's an unbelievable mashava. I mean, on the one hand, it's the tragedy of tragedies that the fate of the meraglim took place, and v'meila, the entry into Eretz Yisrael had to be derech milchama. It would have been so beautiful if we could just have walked in. Always picture to myself what would have happened without the meraglim if they would have just walked in. I think what would have happened would have been that all the Kananim would be standing there, like Rashi says, that nobody's being ma'akev you, that nobody's trying to stop you. Here, ein ma'arev bedova, ein chem tzlichem la'milchama. The Kananim are not going to object to your coming in. I always picture them to myself like the men dressed in a tuxedo, like a butler, and the ladies dressed like a maid, and they would come, and all the Yidden would come into Eretz Yisrael. They would say, sir, may I take you please to your room? This is where your house is. Please, can I bring you something? And so on. Why do I say that? It sounds a little silly, but why do I say that? Because there's a Ramban. There's a Ramban in Noach. When Noach gave the klola to Canaan, Chom and Canaan, Oro Canaan, Eved Avodim Yelechov, that he's going to be an Eved Avodim, he's going to be an Eved. So the Ramban says, in what did the Avdus of Canaan express itself? In what way was Canaan an Eved to shame, to the Yidden? So he says, because that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam gave Eretz Yisrael to Canaan. Why did our beautiful Eretz Yisrael fall to the chelek of all people of Canaan? Why was it like that? Zog the Ramban, because they were Avodim. And it was their job to build up Eretz Yisrael. to sow the fields, to build houses, to build cities, to make roads, so that when Klal Yisrael would finally be ready to come in, so they would be able to come into a beautiful land which was all set up for them. That was supposed to be the avdus of Canaan. And if we would have done what we were supposed to do, that means if we had not sent the Meraglim, we would have trusted the Rabbeinu Shlomo, so they would have been there, ready to continue their avdus. Look, we've done our job, we've made a beautiful land for you, perhaps you could hire us and we'll continue to serve you, or something like that. But I'll call upon him, without the Meraglim, we would have walked in into their avdus oriented mabot on Eretz Yisrael. So isn't it possible that when it says Vehevesi Eschem El Haaretz, that when in Vo'ero by us it says Vehevesi Eschem, it could be that the Ribbono Shel Olam had in mind, I'll bring you in. Not that you're going to have to fight for it. Vehevesi Eschem El Haaretz, I'm going to bring you to the land. Venosati lachem, I'm going to give it to you. Let's remember these two expressions, hevesi and nosati. So the two things which the Ribbono Shel Olam promised that he would do. He said, I'm going to bring you into Eretz Yisrael, and I'm going to give it to you. Now, the emes is, stam to say svoros, is to say that hevesi wasn't niskayim. I mean, the sefer Manik apparently didn't hold that way, and the Bali Toises apparently didn't hold that way, so why do I have to hold that way? But the emes is that it could be that that's the emes. It could be that that's the emes, because there's a Ramban, and it's an unbelievable thing, really, that it says over there in Shlach, when the whole debacle of the Meraglim happened. So the Pasuk says, you're not going to come into Eretz Yisrael, but the Taprem, Asha Amatem, Lavaz Yeyeh, your children, concerning whom you had been afraid that they would be Lavaz, because they're going to be killed out or whatever it is, Vehevesi Oysam, I will bring them there, the Yadu Esoretz Asher Ma'astemba, and they will know the land which you were memais in. And the emes is that is the posuk which we have later on in Devarim, where we have the story of the Meraglim. So the posuk says, "V'taprem asher amartem lavaz yeyeh, uvenechem asher lo yodu hayoyim toiv v'ro, heimo yavo yeshama, v'lohem etnena v'heim yiroshuha." Now, we're going to be ma'ayin in that posuk in a moment, but that's the posuk. Now, let's see again how we divide the words. "V'taprem asher amartem lavaz yeyeh." That means asher amartem lavaz yeyeh goes together. And it means the taprem, your children, asher amatem, concerning whom you said, levaz yeyeh, well, they're not going to be levaz, I'm going to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban, very interestingly, learns the posuk differently. You know how the Ramban learns over there in B'Shalach? It's terribly, terribly scary. He says like this, V'ula yidu se mi posuk, v'tapchem asher amatem, lovaz yeyeh. He makes a comma there. Yoyme v'tapchem, kasher amatem. The tapchem about whom you had prophesied that something would happen to them, namely what, that lovaz yeyeh? Well, lovaz yeyeh. Il takem bi lovaz. B'vo esh b'kudasam. Ki ani poked avon ovas albonim. They will be lovaz. Vehevesi oisam ato sheyedu es haoretz yediyo bilvad avoloi sheyishu oisam ledoiros. It's such a painful Ramban. Hear what he says. He says, v'taprem asher amatem levaz yeyeh. You're right, they're going to be levaz. There's going to be a chubn. That means that your chet of the Meraglim, not only did it make you wander in the Midbar, it guaranteed that eventually there was going to be a chubn, and that your taprem would be levaz. And what does the posuk go on? That taprem asher amatem levaz yeyeh, what am I going to do? Sagt der Ramban, what does it mean, v'yedu es ha'oretz? Ato sh'yedu es ha'oretz yedio bilvad, aber lo sh'yesho es ha'oretz. Such a sad story. That's what the Ramban said over there in Shlach Lecha. That the children are going to lose Eretz Yisrael. So the coming into Eretz Yisrael after the Meraglim is a totally different story. It's a story which, the way the Ramban teaches us, like Lechatchila, they're going to come into Eretz Yisrael not as owners. They're not going to be owners in Eretz Yisrael. The Yodu Es Ha'oretz, they're going to have a tour of Eretz Yisrael. I want to show them Eretz Yisrael. They'll be there and they'll get to know Eretz Yisrael a little bit, but pretty soon they'll all be out again in the Golus Bavel. The Yodu Es Ha'oretz doesn't mean they will know, you won't know, but they will know. It says, no, Lovaz Yeh, they'll takabi Lovaz, the Yodu Es Ha'oretz, and all they will know is the Yodu Es Ha'oretz. And Mimela, it's very mistaber that Lechatchila they could bring into Eretz Yisrael was taken not the Vehevesi, which the Ribbono Shalom had meant, in Vayero. And that's why we don't have a Kois Keneged it. Now, if you, any of you have the book which I wrote a couple of years ago, Tear Drenched Nights, about the Meraglim and Tisha B'Av, so I discuss this issue with Emes. And I've got a little chart over here in the book, it's page 37, and you compare the Posuk in Va'ero, which we read before, with the way Shlach puts it and the way Devarim puts it. Now, let's go back again to Va'ero, and then we'll see that in very, very significant points, the way that Shlach and Devarim write, they seem to go out of their way to make it different than the way that the Ribbono Shalom had promised it in Vo'ero. Let's see the pasuk in Vo'ero. Ve'hevesi eschem el ha'oretz asher nososi es yodi loseis oiso l'Avrom, l'Yitzhak u'l'Yakov v'nosati oiso lochem moirosho ani Hashem. Ve'hevesi v'nosati. Now let's have a look in Dvorim first. V'tapchem asher amatem levaz yeyeh ובניכם אשר לא יודו היום טוב ורוא, הימו יובאו שמה, ולא הם עצמנו, והם ירושוע. That's what it says in Devorah. It doesn't say ויבסי. It says הימו יובאו שמה. That's such a blatant change. In other words, it's not going to be the Ribbono Shel Olam who brings us in. That means what I surmise seems to be correct. That when it says ויבסי אשכם, it means without מלחמה. But that's not going to happen. After in Devorim the story of the Meraglim is described. So what steht in Pasuk? V'tapchem asher amatem levaz yeyeh ubneichem asher lo yodu hayom tov v'roa, heimo yovayu shama, v'lohem etneno v'hem yiroshua. Now, Mimela, once you say heimo yovayu, so although the etneno is the same as nosati in Vo'ero, that's true, but it takes on a different coloration once you started with Heimo Yovayu Shama. So then Avneno means I'll help them to be victorious in their battles and so on. But it doesn't mean I'll give it to them in the same sense as it was in Vo'ero, that you will enter as master of the Avodim, the Knanim, and Mimela, the land will be yours in the best possible way. In Devorim you see, Kemat, if I needed a raya, that the Vo'ero promise of Vehevesi v'nosati was not Niskayim, you have it in the Pasuk in Devorim, where it says Heimo Yovayu, not Hevesi Shama. Now, interestingly, in Shlach, you do have the Vehevesi, but you don't have the Nosati. Let's have a look. V'tapchem asher amatem, this is from Shlach, V'tapchem asher amatem lovaz yiyeh, Vehevesi oisam, V'yadu es ha'oretz. I'm going to bring them, but it's only for a tour. No, if it's only for a tour, so then the Vehevesi doesn't mean what it meant originally, that Einchem Tzrichem L'Kreizayim, Ein Ma'arev V'dova, nobody's arguing with you, everybody's going to be very, very happy to give it to you. No, that's not what's going to happen. They're going to go in Vehevesi, I'm totally going to bring them, nothing wrong with that, yeah? But it doesn't mean in the sense in which it said it in Vo'ero, because what does it say? V'yadu Es Ha'oretz, they will know the land. Not in contrast to you that you won't know, but they will know. But like the Ramban says, they're going to know. That's all. They're not going to take over the land as permanent balebatim. No, there's going to be a churban. Alle gute Sachen. No, but then, Hema Yadu Soros, I bring them in so that they can tour the land. They should know the land. They should know what they're losing when they sit al daros bovel shong yoshavnu gam bochinu zochrein es tzion. That's the Hema Yadu Soros. Kumt doch ois. That in both places where the Torah talks about it, the Torah seems to go out of its way to change what had been the promise of Ro'eva. And Mimela, just as a suggestion, we can say that perhaps even if we would postulate that the Das Kenen Bale HaToysus, that the Hevesi is also a Loshen of Geula, you need the Geula, you need the insurance, but even so there was no choice the second to negative, because the fact is that because of our Nesena Rabbim, that we sent the Meraglim and we listened to the Meraglim, Mimela, it never became Mekuyim. Though it says that it's Alti V'Goalti V'Lokachti was Mekuyim, but the Hevesi was not Mekuyim in the way that the Rabbi Sham had meant it in Vo'eva. Now, I haven't seen this in any Sefer, I can't tell you that this or this Rishon says it, or this or this Achron says it. It's simply the diukim which I made in the Psukim. It's either right or not right, you can make your own, draw your own conclusions, but I just wanted to share this with you. And Yitzhak Hashem will sit down by the Seder next year, this year, to when we come to the Lashinas, and we come to think about it, and we can think about the concept of consequences, that we do a chet, and this Meraglim was such a tragedy. It was a lack of love to Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise they wouldn't have believed all these things about Eretz Yisrael. Somehow we weren't mekusha enough to the land. And when you're not mekusha enough to the land, then the land distances itself from us. And it's a very, very sad story. That l'chatchila we came into the land, heimu yadu esoros. And that never changed after the Bais Rishon in Nebuchadnezzar. There was the Shivas Tzion in the second coming. But it wasn't the same. And we'll have to wait for the kiyum then of the Avtocha of the Hevesi Eschem El Oretz, and I'm Nosati Lachem, and I'm going to give it to you.